curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Carla Solnes, and I am super excited to be here again with Ron Kitchens. How are you doing today, Ron?
I am awesome.
I love to hear that. You are awesome. It really makes my day when we're together and you say that, which is pretty much every day. So, you know, there's that for you. So today I am hoping you're in an extra awesome mood because I'm going to ping a few questions at you. Today we're talking about a topic that I think is going to be pretty fascinating to the leadership audience. It sounds a little scary for some people, but I know you're not scared of it. So I'm going to ask you a few questions and just see what happens. You game?
I'm good.
Okay. Would you consider yourself adventurous?
No.
Would you consider yourself a risk taker?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself an explorer?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself a designer?
Yes.
Would you consider yourself a creative?
I will say yes today. A decade ago, I would have told you absolutely not. Actually thought that was almost a disparaging remark. Oh, you mean I'm unsuccessful? Like, you know, the guy who washes my car also is a painter. And it wasn't until a decade or so ago that I realized that the most successful people I knew were creatives.
So I love the answers to your questions because today we're talking about taking creative risks. And I think the reason I pinged so many questions at you is that there's so many words that you hear that immediately are like, no, that's not me. Like some people are like, I don't like risk. I'm not creative. I'm not adventurous. Or like you, they identify with several of those words, but not other ones. And a certain blending of those really is still taking a creative risk. So you cannot think that you're adventurous. But if you're stepping out and taking a lot of creative risks, a lot of people would view you as very adventurous, even though you don't view yourself that way.
Yeah. And I guess for me, adventurous seems like more unplanned. You know, we're off on an adventure. Let's get in the car with a half a tank of gas, a pack of cigarettes. It's night and we're wearing sunglasses kind of moment. And that really isn't me. But, you know, when I look at the people that I admire, whether it's people in business, you know, the most successful people in business are creative. They creatively bring companies together. They find creative financing. They find creative ways to bring amazing talent together. You know, it's the faith-based community. And, you know, church was reinvented by people who were willing to be creative away from the status quo of, you know, in the world I grew up in, you know, you weren't allowed to have cushions in the pews because, you know, Jesus sat on hard pews and by gosh, you're going to sit on hard pews. You know, I have no idea why that was a good thing, but, you know, but it is breaking away from those things and having the courage to be that goes beyond simply, can I paint or draw or for me and I write, but it has to go be its willingness to, I think, go beyond the status quo.
Absolutely. And we know that creativity is really essential in growing any business. And so if you're sitting in a business today and you're responsible for growing that business, there's a certain level of creativity that is just required. And you may not think of yourself as a creative person, but you probably are solving problems creatively each and every day. And so for each person, that means a different thing. And we also all know that risk is really an unavoidable part of being creative. Talk to us a little bit about some of the creative risks that you have taken, good, bad, and ugly.
Gosh, I think the biggest one is like when we are not maybe the biggest, the one I most top of mind right now is one that we did together. And that's Consultant Connect, where, you know, we found that we had a lot of excess capacity. We were generating business leads we couldn't use. We were developing relationships that had ability to go beyond our own four walls and to creatively go to people who, in a lot of cases, saw us and defined us as their competitors, or at least the people that we're least likely to help them, and then convert and change that and go, we want to be here to serve you and help you. And, you know, the biggest worry began was when they said yes, well, then how do our own people going to feel about that? Like maybe we're taking resources from our own community, our own clients and shareholders. And it was that creative challenge and this, our ability to, you know, as we say, become the, you know, teaching hospital version of an economic development corporation, our ability to do that and serve all, that was a huge risk, but it rewards me every day when I see things like our top 50 economic developers list that comes out every year, and the amazing men and women are on that, and know that we're helping them thrive. That's, you know, to me, that's incredibly rewarding.
And I know, Ron, when you've taken some of these risks, people have looked at you and thought, you know, he has got all these ideas and so much energy and, you know, just is such a courageous person. But I've seen you sometimes behind the scenes at like Catalyst University before you go out on stage. And you are all of those things, but you still have that moment where you're like, well, dang, what if this isn't well received? Or what if this, what if something goes wrong? Like, what if I forget the speech? What if this joke doesn't land? Like, there still are those moments. And so I think for all of you out there that think that, you know, creativity, you just get more and more confident with it. Yes. And you still have the freak out moment before the final decision is pulled or you have to step on stage or the idea is announced.
Well, yeah. And you're always going to be haunted by that if you step out. But I'm more haunted by that feeling of what if I'm great at things that don't matter? What if we get so good at status quo and we never change it? We never get more creative. We never take risks. And it just quits mattering. And gosh, I might as well go buy a shrimp boat and work the Corpus Christi Bay. If that's what I'm going to do, then I'm not derogatory about that. But that's a job that doesn't really change much every day. And I to do great things, to impact people's lives, and that's what leaders do. We impact people's lives. If we're going to do that, we have to take risks. We have to change. You know, we've seen all kinds of businesses die because they failed to change, but others thrive because they did change. Netflix versus Blockbuster, great example. Blockbuster stayed on the corner. You know, they had that display racks in there, which didn't really make any sense at all. But, you know, I think there's one left in somewhere in Oregon today, and that's it. And yet Netflix has become ubiquitous. It seems every day, or certainly once a week, I get somebody referring something to me that's on Netflix that is amazing that I want to see. And that doesn't happen if they don't change and get past mail order DVDs.
Yeah, and I think another great example of that is like Peloton. I don't know. I have a Peloton bike at home. And the way that they've done the on-demand library where you used to have to go somewhere or do some, you know, schedule your own workout. And now you can do things on demand, either live with an instructor or you can go through a whole library. But they've even expanded it now where not everybody wants to ride the bike every day. I know I don't. So they have arms and abs and all on the same library that you can have on your app. So if you travel, it's amazing. And you think about how people have innovative and how creative people have been with how to take something that was a studio exercise class and then filmed that and put it on an on-demand library and sold the bike to go with it.
Yep. And if you really study, Peloton's a great example. They didn't invent the bike. They improved on it. And they didn't invent the idea of live classes, but they improved upon it and they took risks. They went out and found who the best instructors were, who were also not just good at the body, helping you manage your body, but were entertaining and were creative and had great soothing voices and could challenge you much the way you'd cast an actor in a role. They cast these folks. And these folks have gained millions of followers because of that. But that's a risk. I mean, not just money and reputation, but it's a risk to say we're going to do what other people think is silly or crazy because we believe in our own ideas enough. And too many leaders get scared at that point and quit believing in themselves.
Yeah, and it's important to know that all good creatives, you take risks and sometimes you fail. And the best ones, you know, fail, you know, and fail fast and get out of it and start something else. So it's kind of that often and fast, you know, for every really great idea, you usually have a handful that are not so great that you get out of quickly. And I know, you know, some of the really fun projects that we've done, we've had a great time doing them, learned a lot, and they've helped build on the success of the next thing. But we realized early, like, this is a really great project, but it's not going to really get us to where we want to go. But we learned enough to get to there, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years. And I think back to the first economics conference that we did together, which was something that was very different for our customer base. It was a very non-traditional way of engaging a group of professionals outside of what their typical professional development would look and feel like. And it took us 3 years to get to the point where we were ready to take that risk to do something completely different for them. And I remember being really excited about what we were going to do, really believing it was the right thing to do, but being terrified at the same time because it was so unconventional. And we had to fail a couple of times before we got to that right mix. It was still terrifying. It was successful, I believe, before we actually were able to have enough courage under our belt to take the big risk. So little risks along the way to learn before you take that big leap sometimes is helpful.
It is. And this idea of, I know it's not politically correct to use this analogy, but it's, you know, bullets and bombs. You know, before you know where the target is, you don't go drop all your bombs. You shoot a few bullets to figure out where the target is. You get the sights targeted in and then you can shoot a bomb. But the too many leaders go, well, it feels scary. So the best way to not feel scary is just to shoot off all my bombs at once, hope I hit it and then get past that. But great leaders know that the joy and the greatness is in doing the little things well and then taking the leap when you know you're fully ready to succeed.
So going back to how we started this podcast, me pinging you with a couple questions, I just want to go back to that because, again, you answered a lot of them as like, well, yes, no, maybe. And so I think by the end of this podcast, I'm hoping that you agree that you are a creative risk taker.
I am a creative risk taker. And at the point I quit being, then it's time for me to go do something else. Because it will be only one of two reasons. Physically, I won't be able to do that, or I've just checked out. And either one, as a leader, I don't have the right to lead if I've checked out of creative risk taking, because the future will not belong to the timid. The future is high speed risk taking that's smart, using good data. But you've got to make decisions, take risks. If you're going to serve whoever you're serving, your people in the pews, your investors, or your family.
Absolutely. And I think that you mentioned this, but, you know, the status quo is kind of a dreary place to be. And the only way to kind of see ahead of that is to take some risks, to predict what you think is going to be the next best thing, the next best process, the next best technique for your team to explore. Whatever profession you're in, there's always a next, and being able to sit down and think about that and noodle about it and to think creatively about how to solve problems is the way of the future.
Status quo sucks. It sucks the life out of you. It sucks the future from your organization, and it sucks the opportunity for you to do what you were created to do, and that's to thrive.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that I am following a creative risk leader because I would, if you had flipped those questions back at me 5 years ago, I would have said, I'm not adventurous. I'm not creative. I don't take risks. And I can't remember all the other ones that I asked. But I think if you were to ask them now, I would say I'm pretty adventurous. I do take creative risks. I am pretty creative. I'm not artistic. Not crafty. Do not ask me to sew anything.
Yeah, well, but you know what
I
good
do
looks like.
Ideas.
You know what great
I
looks
do.
Like. So
I do.
You just have to surround yourself with good crafting skills.
Absolutely. I know where to go if I need somebody to put something together that looks good. Yes, absolutely. But if you're listening today and you're thinking, you know, I'm not any of those things, I just encourage you to maybe spend some time with people that you think are creative or you really admire some of the steps they've taken that may have seemed unconventional at the time or untraditional in their career, and just ask them about their process of thinking and taking some of those risks. I think everybody, all of us have a little bit of risk taker in us, whether we believe in ourselves enough to actually take the risk is a lot of times what's holding us back. And when you're around people who allow you to take a few risks and to fail, it is absolutely incredible the things that you can accomplish.
You're dead right.
Well, once again, it's been a pleasure being with you, Ron, and I look forward to next week on the Always Forward Leadership Podcast.
See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.